Hi, everyone. My name is David Palmer. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic. So, we picked each topic, Chris and I. And I gave Chris the topic of how the hell did I get to Nisara. Because that's kind of an interesting story for me. I got separated from alcohol in the summer of 85, and I lived in two sides of the triangle. Service and unity for a long time. And God protected me for a very long time. And I made meetings, and I hung out with you people, and the power that you guys had was unbelievable. I just didn't want to do the work. And that lasted from 85 to 2002 when I went out and got drunk once. And that's really kind of a waste of a relapse if you think about it. You should really go out and, spend a couple of months somewhere like in Tijuana, right? But I got drunk once, and here's the thing. It didn't fix my problem. My problem is a spiritual malady. I spent two more years dry, and my wife couldn't stand me anymore. Could not stand me anymore, and said to me, you really ought to think about going back to AA. And I walked into the rooms in August of 2004, with the willingness that only the desperate can have. And I did everything that I didn't do the first time, which is get a sponsor and work the steps. And I began to get a taste of freedom. Between 85 and 2002, the phenomenon of craving had been removed, but the mental obsession nor the spiritual malady had been addressed. In 2004, I started the work. I finished the work in 2005 with a loving and caring sponsor who was half my age. And the mental obsession was gone. And I started to get a taste of relief from the spiritual malady. I started to have spiritual experiences that started to change my life and my perception about the world around me. And it was an awe-inspiring moment. My problem was that I thought that was all I had to do. And I got involved in doing a lot of speaking and had a lot of fun. And we ran with a crew, and I got involved in a really active home group. We go to Booker's and book 140 commitments for 3 months. We'd have nights where we'd have three commitments, four commitments. And one day in 06, Chris walked into our meeting and gave a talk. And I thought, and I had no idea who he was, but I thought, he thinks like me. He's obviously damaged goods, but he's recovered. So, and my second sponsor had fired me, doing the greatest gift that I'd ever gotten from another alcoholic of getting fired. Really, a real ego deflator when somebody who's very, my second sponsor was very spiritual, said, you're gone. And I spent about 2 months thinking about whether or not I wanted Chris as a sponsor, and I went up and asked him to sponsor me. And he would tell me about a year later that, coming out of that home group, he'd had about a half a dozen people ask him to sponsor him and then never call back. And I was the only goof who would call him back. And we started going through the steps, and I started to get a new sense of relief. But I wasn't quite there. I hadn't been flipped yet in the frying pan. And I joined Chris's home group, the Spiritual Awakenings Group of Burnsville, and I would go up there, and I'd drive up after work, and I remember, I think it was, I want to say it was late 07 or early 08, I was driving up there, and I thought to myself, I'm 47 years old. And most people go insane when they're younger. Right, but maybe I'm going insane because life was not fitting me that well. I didn't have any desire to drink, but I was going nuts. And I remember going up to that meeting that night, that Tuesday night, and I was walking through the door, and I was going to get Chris. Chris would normally park himself in a folding chair in the back of the meeting and lean against the wall. And I decided to go up and ask Chris, am I too old to be going insane? I walked over to him, and before I could ask that question, he looked at me and goes, "You want to do a big book?" And I said, "Sure." And I had no idea what I was doing. And what happened for me is I got involved in big books. And I never want to listen to the big book workshop that I did that spring up in Burnsville. But it set me on a path and it set me on fire. And what I found that was when I went and worked with a new guy or worked with somebody else out of the book and tried to do a workshop or tried to do something straight out of the big book, people caught fire. And it wasn't me, because I didn't have anything special. The book itself was magical. I have found the book to be the minimum amount I have to do to have a spiritual awakening, right? It's not like, okay, you can do 65% of this and get a 75 in the class. I have to do the whole thing. And there's so much more that I've learned that I can do out of the book to help people know a freedom, a new freedom. And that was the word that I never saw in the book before, the new freedom. In New Jersey now, you can go around and you can find a new guy and you can take him through the book and watch him catch fire, and he can start a meeting and that meeting can take off. I started a meeting just under 2 years ago in Westfield, the Westfield Big Book Workshop, where these talks will be on. The WBBW.org is our website, simply because there was no Big Book Workshop in our town. And it's taken off. You know, people are getting sober. People are having a new experience with the book. I came to Nusara in January of last year, and I met Greg. Is he still here? No? Greg was the sole alcoholic hanging out at the yoga house waiting to see if somebody showed up on a Tuesday night. And I actually couldn't find the place because I went over to the Yoga Institute instead of the yoga house. A lot of yoga in Nusara. And Greg was just getting ready to leave. I said, are you the AA? He goes, yeah. Are you an AA? I said, yeah, I'm an AA. And back we went into the room, and it was Greg, a fellow from Long Island, and myself. And we had a meeting. And I suddenly realized the things that Greg was telling me that night about how we have no idea how lucky we are to live in the States and to choose, start a meeting. Go to that meeting that Joe started. Go down the road, pick up the newcomer. You know, we had no idea how lucky we are to have what we have in our home, in our towns, in our states. And it suddenly dawned upon me that it would be, you know, it's easy to go where there's already sparks and flames. It's easy to start a big book workshop or a big book meeting in the States. But how about if we go someplace where it's not so easy and bring the big book experience with us? And that's how the concept of the traveling big book workshop came about. And Nusara is our first place. And I think of us, those of us sitting here with us today, as to being the founders of the traveling big book workshop. And our goal now is to bring the spark to places where the big book workshops are not found and to give them the opportunity to see what we've learned in our ventures and to experience that. So I'm signing you all up as founding members of the Traveling Big Book Workshop. And I'm turning over the reins to Rich B. To work with Patrick to have Nusara happen again next March. And hopefully we're going to be talking to some people about possibly having another Traveling Big Book Workshop in New Delhi. So if you want to come, stay in contact. If you want to get active and have a new experience, welcome. Thank you very much.